大家平安
，peace to you all, everyone.
Shalom, shalom,
shalom,
shalom, shalom.
今天的题目大家都看到了。
Today's topic, I'm sure everyone has seen it.
耶和华沙龙
Jehovah Shalom.
其实沙龙 Shalom 就是希伯来话。
So Shalom is a Hebrew.
它的意思就是平安的意思。
It means peace in Hebrew.
如果你有犹太人的朋友
，If you have Jewish friends,
你第一个看到他都要讲这句话。
When you see them for the first time, you say Shalom.
Shalom 就是平安。
Shalom is peace.
不单单是平安，在希伯来话里面有包括完全平安，有很多意思。
Not only does it mean peace, it also means complete and other meanings.
好，今天我们一起来先看一段圣经。
So let us look at a scripture.
我们翻开马太福音。
So let us turn to the book of Matthew.
24章。
Chapter 24.
我们翻到第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
我们从第三节念到第八节。
We shall read from verse 3 to 8.
我们翻开马太福音的24章第三节到第八节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to 8.
好，我们一起来念。
Let us read it together. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?Jesus answered, Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come.Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains.
So we'll
just read it to you.
这里我们看到是门徒在问耶稣。
So here we see that the disciples are asking Jesus,
你降临和世界的末了。
So they're asking, when is the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
有什么预兆呢?
So what are the signs?
我们就看到耶稣的回答就是说,
So we see that Jesus answered,
有几样事情我们要注意的。
So there are a few things that we need to be aware of.
第一个是你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
So you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
从前我看圣经看到这里我有一点点的疑惑。
So in the past when I used to read this part of the passage, I used to be confused.
什么是打仗和打仗的风声呢?
What is to hear of wars and rumors of wars?
2001年9月11号。
So 2011 on September 11th?
这天就应验圣经里面讲的话。
So on this day, it fulfilled what the scripture has recorded.
从前有很多打仗，很多事，很多国跟国打仗的事情。
So in the past, there were a lot of wars, nations fighting against each other.
但是911这个事情发生以后
，But after the September 11 incident,
我们每天都要面对打仗与打仗的风声。
Every day we face the problem of we hear of wars and also the rumors of wars.
当时美国总统布希
At that time, the American President Bush,
他在跟国民讲，国家的人民讲。
So he told the people of America,
今天我们是要对恐怖这个战争开始了。
So today we are to declare war against terrorism.
今天这个打仗与打仗的风声
So what we've heard of wars and rumors of wars
也在我们身边每天都有听见
So it is all around us and we hear quite frequently
上个礼拜在我们这个 Melbourne City 的 Flinders Street
So a few days ago in Melbourne itself
有一辆白色的 车
So a white sedan
冲向人群
ran towards a crowd
这个也是其中一个打仗与打仗的风声的
This is also an example of hear of wars and rumors of wars
这个事情也在去年发生同样的事情
In the past there was also a similar incident as well
所以我们现在所处于的时间就是耶稣讲的刚好这个时间
So the time we're living in is as what Jesus described
但是主耶稣讲什么
But what does Jesus say?
耶稣讲总不要惊慌
Jesus says do not be alarmed
因为这些事是必须有的
Such things must happen
只是末期还没有到
But the end is still to come
所以这个事情每天我们遇到这些非常不平安的事情都是每天会发生
So every day when we see things that are disturbing the peace this is quite normal
所以我们作为基督徒我们有什么把握呢
So as Christians what kind of hope do we have
今天我会跟大家分享在圣经里面神在他的话里面给我们一些鼓励跟带领
Today I'll share with you within the scripture the encouragement and words from God.
今天是一个特别的日子。
Today is a special day.
今天大家都知道今天是什么日子啊
？Today we all know what day is it.
有没有可以跟我讲一下今天是什么日子
？Can someone tell me what day is it today?
平安日，平安夜，平安日啊。
So today is Silent Night.
那是为什么叫做平安日呢
？Why is it called Silent Night?
不知道。OK, 好，不知道就好了。今天我就跟大家讲。
That's fine. We don't know. I'll explain it to everyone.
我刚刚讲到一些不太平安的事情。
So I've just said a few things that are not peaceful.
其实我翻开有一些资料，最近我就看有些统计。
So I've been going through some data, and there's been some records of.
有一些比较有跟大家分享的。这个一些数据哦
So I'm just going to share with you some numbers
我们每天都 过得很愉快可能我们虽然不是非常的平安但是我们都没有很多忧虑
So we probably might live quite a happy life So it might not be peaceful but we still are able to enjoy ourselves
但是呢我看完这个数据以后我感觉我们是需要感恩的
So after I've seen these numbers on what I have here, I believe that we should be thankful.
因为原来在美国每年
So it turns out in America each year,
死在次要不良反应当中有221万人会死亡。单单次要反应过敏220万人。
So,
一年哦。
So roughly around...
2.2 million.
Around 2.2 million America die over due to a drug overdose or overdose.
在医疗事故，就是说你去进医院，可能弄一弄那个小手术啊，最后呢被医生弄死了。
Okay, so or misuse of drugs. So basically, like if you go to the surgery,
一年大概有20万人。
So basically, like if you go to the surgery and they give you a bit of morphine or something,
你就说
and you couldn't get
这个是美国嘛，美国都是不太好哈。
So you say that this is probably just America.
那我就跟你讲一些中国的数据哦。
So I'll give you a bit of the numbers from China.
每年有这个死于自杀的高达28万人，在中国。
So around 280,000. Okay, around 28,000 Chinese people commit suicide.
我们最有名在中国就是公路上乱开车。
So our most famous thing that the Chinese do is drive
recklessly. 你知道在路上每年死在路上的有多少人
？Do you know how many people die on the road?
不是很多，十万。
There isn't a lot of people. It's only 10,000.
好了，我不要再讲了，不然的话大家都不会。很担心不会常出门了。
So I'm just going to stop talking about it, or else I would be afraid of going out.
你们有没有想象，原来我们每天身边发生很多事情都是有很多意外的。
Have you ever considered about the fact that everything that happens around us have always been accidents?
但是我们每天都过得好好的。
Yet we are still able to live quite peacefully.
我们有没有想过为什么我们会过得这么好？
Have we ever considered why we are able to live this kind of life?
是因为我就是这么好啊。
Is it because that, well, it's just as it is?
还是我有一些事情做得好，所以我有这个福分。
Oh, is it because I've done something very well, therefore I am blessed to have this kind of life?
今天我跟大家讲，其实这个平安的，这个我们有这个平安的哈，不是偶然的。
Today I'm going to tell you that the peace we have isn't just a coincidence.
如果我们想每天都过得平安。
If you want to live a peaceful life every day,
今天我希望在圣经里面的话语里面给大家一些勉励，跟一些可以有把握的，可以真的是每天都过得很平安。
Today, so through the scripture, I want to give you encouragement, a bit of assurance that you can live quite peacefully every day.
我们先看旧约圣经约伯记22:21。
So let us look at the Old Testament, the book of Job, chapter 22, verse 21.
我们翻到的一起来念。
So once we have turned to it, let us read this together in unison.
约伯记22:21。
Job chapter 22, verse 21.
找到我们一起来念。
So once we found it, let's read this together in unison.
你要认识神，
咒得平安，福气也必临到。In this way, prosperity will come to you.
第一个要紧的是什么？
What is the first most important thing here?
是认识神。
Submit to God.
什么叫认识神呢？
What does it mean to submit to God?
认识神就是认识他的独生子耶稣基督。
It means to come to know his one and only son, Jesus Christ.
这个是第一个秘诀，我要教大家的。
This is the first tip that I will teach everyone.
你不认识神，你永远都没有平安。
If you do not submit to God, you will not have peace at all.
好了，其实平安对我们很重要吗？
Is peace important to us?
试想想，你是非常富有的人，你是全世界拥有最多财富的人。
If you're the world's most richest person,
他们平安吗？
Are they at peace?
对不起，我不是他。
I'm not the richest person.
我不知道他平不平安。
I don't know if they are at peace.
但是我猜他们也不会太平安。
But I guess they aren't.Quite living a peaceful life.
最少他每天要看着自己的账户有多少钱在跳动的时候。
I'm pretty sure daily when they look at their accounts, to see the changes within it.
还有很多陌生人跑到他面前跟他聊的时候。
Or when strangers appear in front of them and talk to them.
他会考量很多事情。
They will consider a lot of things.
因为你来肯定有目的的。
Because if you come to see me, you must obviously have a purpose.
但是大家弟兄姐妹朋友看来到教会在教务上 交通看到我没有这个感觉，我没有这个想法，你来是要我拿什么东西，对吗？
But brothers and sisters, when we come to church and talk to each other, we don't really think too much about it, don't we?
最少我有这个平安。
At least I have that peace.
第二个平安，
The second kind of peace
是需要信心的。
Requires faith.
信心的平安是在马可福音第五章三十四节。
So this kind of peace is recorded in the book of Mark.
马可福音里面，耶稣对一个小女孩说。
So in the book of Mark, Jesus says to a little girl.
马可福音第五章三十四节，我们可以翻到圣经吗
？Mark chapter 5 verse 34。
我们 们可不可以把这个经文打在上面呢？
Are we able to project the verse on the screen?
不需要翻得这么快哈。如果可以的话。
Yep, only if it's possible.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read this together.
耶稣对他说。
Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
你的灾难痊愈了。有信心就有平安。
If you have faith, you will have peace.
如果我们忧愁，我们有突然之间感到不平安的时候，第一个我们的反应是什么？不是打电话给你老公，打电话给你老婆。第一个就要打电话给耶稣。
So if we have worries, the first person we should call isn't your spouse, it should be Jesus.
直接就跟耶稣求平安。
We should talk directly to Jesus to ask him for peace.
耶稣，因为我们信。
Jesus, because of our faith,
他会给我们平安。
He will give us peace.
好的，第三个平安是什么？
What is the third kind of peace?
第三个平安是主。是有赐平安的意念。
The third kind of peace is the one that the Lord gives.
在耶利米书29:11。
So in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29:11,
我们翻到耶利米书29:11。
So let us turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29:11.
翻到我们一起来念。
So once we flip to it, let's read this together.
29:11，我们一起来念。
Chapter 29:11.
耶和华说
，For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
我知道我向你们怀的意念是
plans
to prosper you
and not to harm you.
不是降灾祸的意念。
Plans to give you hope and
要叫你们幕后有指望。耶利米书是旧约圣经。
So the book of Jeremiah is in the Old Testament.
当时耶稣还没有降生。
At that time, Jesus wasn't born yet.
但是神已经在他的话里面预先跟我们讲。
But through the mouth of Jeremiah, he has prophesied.
因为神知道在末世的时候。
Because God knows that during the end of ages,
这个世界是没有平安的。
The world will not have peace.
但是神确实已经预备一个平安给我们。
But God has already prepared a peace for us.
这个平安是神愿意赐给我们的。
This is a peace that God is willing to give to us.
但是魔鬼，他的意念是什么？
But what is the intention of the devil?
魔鬼就是给你不平安。
The devil does not want you to have peace.
他的意念就是要你不平安。
His intention is to make sure that your life is not peaceful at all.
每天都给你困扰。
He tries to make your life as hard as possible.
在工作上面。
Whether you're working.
在家庭方面。
Or family.
每天给你是不平安的意念。
He gives you all kinds of problems during your daily life. Isn't that true?
基督徒也每天遇到这个困扰。
Christians face this quite daily.
我们基督徒跟不是基督徒的分别是什么？
What is the difference between a Christian and a non-believer?
因为我们有一个主，耶稣基督每天都赐给我们平安。
It is that we have a Jesus Christ who gives us peace daily.
因为神就有这个意念。
It's because God has this will.
请问大家是父母。
I ask those who are parents.
你们每天的意念是对孩，就是想孩子平安吗？
Isn't it your intent that your children may grow up peacefully?
在天上的父都跟我们的意念一样。
Our Father in heaven also has that same kind of intention.
每天醒来第一个都是想，儿子女儿会不会有生病，有没有不平安，上学会不会有遭遇有什么问题。每天都会有这个意念，是希望他们有平安的一天。
So when we woke up in the morning, the first thing we think about is our children sick? Will they face any issues when they go to school?
我们的主在天上就是我们的父。
So our Lord in heaven, who is our Father as well.
所以他是有这个意念，所以我们要好好的记住神的意念是什么。
He has the same kind of intent that we as parents have, so we should remember this.
所以在约翰福音14:27。
So in the book of John, chapter 14:27.
我们一起打开约翰福音14:27。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14:27.
我们一起来念好吗？
Well, let's read this together.
好，一起来念。
我留下平安给你们。My peace, 我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的 I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
当耶稣要走这个十字架的路，
When Jesus was about to walk this path of the cross,
他第一样留给他的门徒是平安。
The first thing he left for his disciples was peace.
因为他知道他离开肯定有很多遭遇不好的，他的门徒要被逼迫，被打压。
Because he knew that once he left, his disciples would be persecuted and pressured.
耶稣没有跟他们说，嘿，我现在要死了，受死了。我现在给你们每人一百万。
Jesus didn't say like I'm about to die, I'm going to leave you guys.
没有说给你什么钱财，没有给你什么能力。
He did not say that he will leave them any fortune or any powers.
但是神就是给他们门徒有平安。
But he gave them peace.
当你有平安，你做什么事情都会顺利。
Once you have peace, everything you do will be smooth.
如果你心里没有平安，你每天都被困在这一个好像一个房间里面，没有好像没有自由一样。
If you don't have peace, you'll feel like as though you're restrained inside a room that you have no freedom.
所以主所赐的平安是天上的平安。
So the peace that the Lord gives is peace from the heaven.
不是地上的平安。
It isn't peace on earth.
你可能有很多钱，可以请很多保安在你身边围着你。
So maybe you may have a lot of money and you can hire a lot of bodyguards.
但是这个也买不到什么平安。
But that doesn't really buy you peace.
因为你也担心这些保安会杀你。
Because you might worry that these bodyguards might turn against you.
所以这个平安都是没有的。
So this peace isn't really a true kind of peace.
第四个平安是在主内的平安。
So the fourth kind of peace is peace within the Lord.
我们看到路加福音第八章二十二到二十五节。
So let us look at the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 22 to 25.
路加福音第八章二十二到二十五节是讲什么呢？
So within this passage, what does it talk about?
这个故事大家可能都听过。
So you might have heard of this story already.
就是有一天门徒跟耶稣传福音以后，他们要坐船。
So basically, one day after Jesus and his disciples were finished preaching and took a boat.
结果那天突然之间，不是海哦，其实是一个湖而已啊。
So on that day when they were on that boat, which was on a lake.
从前我们的感觉是海浪才会很大。
So in the past, we used to think that it was on the sea, therefore the waves were strong.
当然有些时候有一些湖是很大的，但是我想这个浪也不会大到好像海一样。
So we know that sometimes lakes can be very big, but I don't think that the waves within lakes can be very strong.
但是在这个路加福音第八章里面讲到这个是一个湖。
So in the book of Luke here, it records that it is on a lake.
湖上忽然起了暴风。
So on the lake, a storm brewed.
船浆满了水。
And the boat was filled with water.
甚是危险。
And it was getting quite dangerous.
门徒来叫醒他，就是耶稣。
So the disciples went and woke him, which the him here is Jesus.
父子，父子。
So they said, Master, Master,
我们丧命了。
We're going to drown.
耶稣醒了。
So Jesus woke.
斥责那狂风大浪。
So he got up and rebuked the wind.
风浪就止住。
So and the raging winds, waters, the storm subsided.
平静了。
And all was calm.
耶稣对他们说。
So Jesus said to them,
你们信心在哪里呢？
Where is your faith?
你们又惧怕又稀奇。
So in fear and amazement,
彼此说，
they asked one another,
这到底是谁？
Who is this?
他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他。
He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him.
弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们对神有信心吗？
Do we have faith in God?
我们真的是认识我们的神吗？
Do we truly know our God?
这些门徒跟耶稣这么多年，
These disciples who have followed Jesus for quite a long time,
Once they face
the storm,
Jesus was sleeping.
他们看到外面的环境,
when they looked at the outside environment, they know that they were going to die.
但是他们忘记一样事情,
but they forgot one thing.
耶稣是创造宇宙万有的神,
Jesus is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
我们还担心什么?
What is there to be worried about?
如果有这个把握,
if we have this kind of assurance,
有这个信心,
this kind of faith,
认识神,
to know God,
他们不需要担心,
there was nothing they had to be worried about.
都是很平安,
for we see here that Jesus was peacefully sleeping.
我还担心什么?
What is there for me to worry about?
对吗? 所以在主, 主里面是有平安的,
so within Christ there is peace.
还有一段经文是约翰福音16章33节, 也讲到在主里面有平安。
So another passage, John chapter 16, verse 33, it talks about peace within the Lord.
我们一起来看这段经文。
Let us look at this passage.
一起来念念。
Let us read this.
我将这事告诉你们, 是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
So that in me you may have peace.
在世人,
in this world you will have trouble.
但你们可以放心,
I have overcome the world.
耶稣很明显跟大家讲, 我已经胜了这个世界。
Jesus here clearly says that I have overcome the world.
如果你们要平安,
if you want peace,
主要的就在主里面。
You must find it within the Lord.
什么是在主里面? 我常常就, 什么是在主里面? 什么是我在主里面? 主在我里面? 啊, 很复杂哦。
What does it mean to be within the Lord?
其实在这里, 在主里面就是, 是包括在基督里,
so, when it means to be within the Lord, it also includes to be within Christ.
在基督里是包括在教会里面的, 跟弟兄姐妹的一个在教会的生活, 住在基督里。
So it means to be within Christ, which also means to be within the church and also life within the church.
基督在我们里面, 当我们今天有五位受死的弟兄姐妹, 他们确实接受主的生命在他里面, 就是主在他里面。
So the five brothers and sisters who are getting baptized today, they are accepting Christ within them. So this is basically what it means to have Christ within you.
当今天姚传道跟他们受洗, 归入基督。
So Pastor Ian Yu will be baptizing them into Christ.
他们进到水里面,
they go into the water.
就是有这个在主里面的意思。
It has this metaphor of being into Christ.
因为水就像把整个人包容下来。
Because the water has the symbol of wrapping it up as well.
如果一天你归入耶稣, 就是在主里面。
So basically to be in Christ is basically to be within him.
你接受主, 主在你里面。
So to accept Christ, Christ is within you.
但是你归入主,
but to be in Christ, it is to be within Jesus himself. So being within Christ is another way to receiving peace.
好了,第五个平安是可以求的, 啊,
so the fifth kind of peace is something that you can ask for.
是代人求的。
So it's something that you can ask on behalf of someone.
我们解决到我们了,我们是基督徒, 我们现在有平安, 因为我们神会赐我们平安, 很多事情都, 诶, 那但是有些时候我的朋友, 我的家人还没有信主, 诶, 那怎么办呢? 那他们真的可不可以领受这个平安呢?
So as Christians, we have that peace within us, but maybe sometimes we want to ask for peace for our friends and family who haven't believed in Christ yet.
马太福音第10章11节到13节。
So in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 11 to 13,
我们就可以看到, 我们可以代求,
so we can see here that we can ask on behalf.
我们一起找到, 一起来念。
So once we found it, let's read this together.
你们无论正哪城,
whatever town or village you enter,
哪一个村要打听哪里,
search for some worthy person there, and stay at his house until you leave.
直住到走的时候, 进他家里去,
as you enter the home, give it your greeting.
拿家,
the home is deserving.
若配得平安, 你们所求的平安, 就临到大能家。
Let your peace
return to you. 若不配得你们所求的平安，仍归你们。这里是说什么？我们基督徒就要传福音，即使传福音就是带平安给还没有信主的人。
So what it says here is that we as Christians should preach the gospel, and because of that, we bring peace with us.
为什么传福音是很重要呢？
Why is it important for us to preach the gospel?
这里有一个隐藏的秘诀。
So there's a hidden strategy in here.
因为耶稣知道在末后的时候会很不平安。
Because Jesus knows that during the end of the ages, it's going to be really unpeaceful.
但是你一直传福音给人家的时候，会发生什么果效呢？
But if you keep on preaching this gospel to people, what will happen?
第一个，如果这些人领受这个福音，
So if these people accept the gospel,
他一家都有平安。
Their whole family will have peace.
因为他们已经接受主耶稣在他里面心里面平安在已经进到他里面了。
Because they have accepted Christ into their hearts, therefore peace goes into their hearts.
但是如果他们不接受的话，
But if they don't accept it,
这个平安又归到传福音的人身上。
This peace will return back to the preacher.
这个是什么一个道理呢？
What kind of reasoning is this?
就是神要我们一起去传福音，其实是一起给我们祝福，一起给我们平安。
So the reason that God wants us to keep on preaching this gospel is because that He will be continuously blessing us.
所以如果我们要每天要过着平安的生活。
So if we want to live a peaceful life,
我们就应该每天都去传福音。
I encourage you all to go and preach the gospel.
传福音不需要开一个特大的会去传。
You don't have to open like a very big gathering to preach.
你每天都可以在你周围的人、身边的人、你的家人、你的朋友都可以传福音。
You can simply just preach to those who are around you, so like your family and friends.
所以平安是每天都可以有供应的。
So peace is something that can be given to you daily.
第六个平安是什么呢？
What is the sixth kind of peace?
随时给的平安。
It is a peace that is constantly given.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十六节。
So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16 it says,
我们一起来看看这一段经文，很短的，我们可以看看。
So, let us turn to this verse and read this together.
愿赐平安的主，随时随事。
May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us, and by His grace give us eternal encouragement and good hope.
原来平安是可以，神可以就是随时，就是 anytime。
So it's something that can be given anytime.
随时。
Anywhere.
Anywhere. 所以就是说，如果我们知道这个应许以后，我们真的是感谢我们的主，因为他没有给我们缺乏。
So once we know about this promise, we should be giving thanks to our Lord because he doesn't give without falter.
第七个平安是想不到的平安。
So the seventh kind of peace is the peace that you can. Is unfathomable.
什么是想不到的平安呢？
What does it mean to be unfathomable?
我们有没有试过想不到的平安发生在身上呢？
Have we had a kind of peace that happened to us that we didn't expect?
举个例子。
So, for example,
去年我去出国，我回香港，跟探我的父母。
So last year I went overseas to Hong Kong to visit my parents.
那天我带着，我一个 uncle 跟 auntie 要去机场。
So on that day, an uncle and aunt accompanied me.
我们就搭这个 taxi.
So we took a taxi.
然后突然之间，在我前面要过这个十字路口的时候
，So suddenly in front of me at the crossing,
我还没有想到以后，突然间听到一声。砰！一声很大的声音。
So suddenly, I heard a very massive bang sound.
原来另外一面有一台车就撞在我前面这台车前面。
Turns out, another car that was coming from the other direction hit the car in front of me.
里面的人就被砸在里面。
So the people inside were crushed within that car.
那这个就是想不到的平安。
So this is the kind of, so this is a piece that was unexpected.
如果快一秒钟,
if I was quick for one more second,
这台车就会撞到我们这台车。
That car would have hit us instead.
我想这个就是我用这个举例就是说, 有些时候神会用一些人想不到的, 有些时候是, 是给我们一些超自然的一个事情来给我们平安的。
So sometimes that this kind of peace that God gives is something that's unexpected, that sometimes it is will be defined as supernatural.
到第八项,
so the eighth kind,
遭苦难的平安,
the peace that comes through suffering.
哦, 什么是遭苦难的平安呢?
What does it mean to have peace through suffering?
平安就是好好的吗? 哪里会有需要遭苦难呢?
Doesn't peace, what does peace have to do with suffering?
其实我们做基督徒有很多时候会有一些误解。
So we as Christians sometimes may have this misconception.
就说, 我现在已经信主了, 所以呢, 神都给我平安。
So we think that because we believe in God, we will have peace.
这个是对的, 这个是对的。
That is correct.
没有疑问的。
There's no question about it. That is correct.
但是呢,
but
有些时候神会用一些苦难,
but sometimes God will through some sufferings
来给我们有一个意念去求在这个环境不好的时候得到平安。
It gives us that mindset to during times of suffering to have this a desire to ask for peace.
在诗篇94篇,
so in Psalm chapter 94,
12节到13节,
verse 12 to 13,
我们一起来念好不好?
So let us read this together. So let's read this together.
耶和华,
blessed is the man you disciple,
whose
discipline, O Lord, the man you teach from your law. You grant him relief from days of trouble, till the pit is dug for the wicked.
这里说明其实神是要训练管教我们的时候 是有福的。
So it says here that the man who is disciplined or who's taught the law by the Lord is blessed.
逼迫一些疾病灾难很多
So if it isn't through the environment that brings us troubles or a hardship,
其实背后是神要我们认识这个是他所教训用来教训我们。
So basically God uses this to discipline and teach us.
使我们在这些时光里面也是享受到神给我们的平安。
So through it we can come to it enjoy the peace that God gives us.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹不用担心。
So I encourage all brothers and sisters, do not worry.
很多时候做基督徒不是一片光明的道路。
So sometimes being a Christian, the path in front of us isn't always really bright.
我们遇到的打击、遇到的逼迫，可能比从前还没有信以前更多。
The kind of attacks and suffering we receive might be more severe than we used to have.
不能这样子算胆,
but we shouldn't just because of that just give up.
我们要更加的坚强,
we should be more firm.
更加的要抓紧我们的神,
we should hold on more tightly to our Lord, and to hold on to him firmly.
神会给我们一个非常出人意外的平安,
and the Lord will give us a peace that is
这个出人意外的平安就在耶稣基督里。
And the Lord will give us a peace that we cannot think about, which is within Christ. It is not anywhere, but only within Christ.
好, 第九项,
so the ninth kind.
第九项是比较有趣的,
so the ninth one is an interesting one.
为什么我说要有趣呢?
Why do I say it is an interesting one?
这个第九项是主显现的平安。
So this is the peace that comes when God when the Lord reveals himself.
我们一起来看约翰福音20章19节。
So let us look at the book of John chapter 20 verse 19 to 20.
我们一起打开约翰福音第20章19节。 19-20.
So the book of John, chapter 20, verse 19 to 20.
好，我们一起来念好吗？
So let's read this together. When the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
当时是耶稣被钉十字架以后三天，就是还没刚好复活的时候，显现给他的门徒看到。
So this was a time after the resurrection of Jesus.
当时门徒是非常恐惧的。
At that time, the disciples were fearful.
第一个，当时是罗马兵卫去抓他们。
At that time, the Roman soldiers are out there to arrest them.
第二个，他们刚刚知道耶稣被钉十字架死了。
Second, they only just knew that Jesus was crucified.
但是他们非常害怕。
At that time, they were afraid.
但是主在他们显现，突然之间在他们面前显现。
But suddenly, the Lord revealed Himself amongst them.
第一个话，神是说什么？
What was the first sentence that the Lord said?
我想应该是这样子 ，Shalom.
I think it would be Shalom.
因为耶稣是讲希伯来话的嘛。
Because Jesus speaks Hebrew.
第一次见到他的门徒，第一句话不是说，哎，你们吃饭了没有？没，不是这样子哈，是 Shalom.
So the first thing that Jesus said wouldn't be like, "Have you had dinner yet?"
It would be Shalom. 愿你们平安。
It would be, "Peace be with you."
这个就是神有赐平安的意念呢。
So this is we can see from it here the intent that God is willing to give out peace.
今天我不会一句一句，但是你去查圣经的时候，你会看到不单单在约翰福音里面。
Here I'm not going to it word by word, but if you look at it in the book of John,
在马太福音28:9.
In the book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 9.
在路加福音24:36.
In the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 36.
在约翰福音20:21.
In the book of John chapter 20 verse 19 to 20.
20:26.
Chapter 20 verse 21.
主每次见到他的门徒跟朋友。他都第一句话都是说，愿你们平安。
When the Lord sees his friends or disciples, the first thing he says to them is, "Peace be with you."
为什么
？Why does he say that?
因为主是知道我们很不平安的。
Because the Lord knows that we live in a unpeaceful life.
主是知道我们很不平安的。
The Lord knows that we do not have peace.
每天不知道什么原因，突然之间就不平安。
Every day, for some reason, we do not have peace.
但是主会在每天都跟你讲，愿你们平安。
But every day, the Lord will say to you, "Peace be with you."
有些时候，你不需要求主都在你面前跟你讲。
Sometimes you don't even need to ask. The Lord will appear in front of you and speak to you.
在你心里面讲。
In your heart, He will say to you.
每天跟你说。
Every day, He will say it to you.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
这个不是我讲哦。
This isn't me saying this.
是主跟你讲哦。我跟你讲，确实在没有什么能力的。
So if I say it, it really doesn't have any power.
只是提醒你，哎，其实神会给你平安而已
了。By me saying it, only just reminds you that the Lord will
give you peace. 但是这里是主跟我们讲的不一样了。
But here it says, records that if the Lord says it,
弟兄姐妹，每天主都会跟我们第一次见面都跟你说。愿你们平安。
It'll be different. So basically, every day the Lord.
那就不一样了。
So every day when the Lord says it to you, it will be different.
你想想看，如果每天主都跟我们讲愿你们平安，你那一天会过得怎么样
？So if every day if the Lord appears before you and say peace be with you, how will that day be for you?
体贴灵的就是生命平安，对吗？体贴灵的。
So,
就是生命平安。
So peace and spirit is the one that looks after our spirit.
最后一个平安，第十项。
So the final kind of peace.
这个是我最近才发现的。
This is a piece that we.
所以我觉得这个是非常重要的，我放到最后。
So I think this is very important. That's why I left it for the last.
是以赛亚书三十二章十七节。
So the book of Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17.
我们一起来看看这段圣经是讲什么，好吗？
Let us look at this and see what it talks about.
以赛亚书三十二章
，Isaiah chapter 32,
十七节
，verse 17。
三十二章十七节，我们一起来念两次好吗
？Chapter 32, verse 17. Let us read this twice. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever.
再来念一次。
Again. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever.
我们这里看到一个很特别的一个信息，就是公义效果必是平安。
So from here we can see that the effect of righteousness, and quietness will be peace. Quietness will be peace.
为什么这样子呢？
Why is it that way?
为什么是要公义就是平安呢？效果就是平安呢？
Why is it righteousness is peace? Why is it quietness is peace?
为什么人常常没有平安呢？
Why is it that man does not have peace?
因为我们没有公义在我们里面。
Because we do not have righteousness within us.
我们常常都有偏见，有偏私。
We are quite judgmental.
当你有偏私的时候，你就没有平安。
When you are judgmental, you do not have peace.
因为这个是违背你属灵的要求。
Because this is against the demands from the spirit.
明明贪心是不好的。
A greed is not a good thing.
突然之间有人跟你说，我们一起去做一些买卖。
But suddenly someone appears before you and asks you
可以赚到很多钱。
To go and to trade with them. That you will make a lot of money.
一天都可以赚几遍，几番，翻几番。
So you'll be able to make lots and lots of money in one day.
但是神已经跟你讲，这个世界没有这一种的。这个怎么快的一些不劳而获的一些钱可以怎么简单去赚的
？So Lord already has told you that there's no gifts without heart.
这是我们心里面没有公义哦。
This means that within our heart we do not have righteousness.
没有义，没有公义哦。
We do not have righteousness.
所以我们就不会有平安。
Therefore, we do not have peace.
因为明明有钱赚的时候，你还是很惊慌，这个钱赚到以后会不会？
So basically, because when you have the opportunity to earn money, you will have this fear of losing that money.
所以
so
需要有平安，就需要有公义在里面。
So if you want peace, you must have righteousness within you.
那公义是什么？
What is righteousness?
公义不是我们自己定的。
Righteousness isn't something defined by us.
公义就是主耶稣。
Jesus Christ is righteous.
因为他是审判的主。
Because he is the Lord who will judge us.
将来在这个审判的座前，他要一一的审问所有人。
During Judgment Day, he will judge each and every one of us.
他就是公义的主。
So he's a Lord of righteousness.
如果你把公义的主接到你里面，当然你的效果肯定是平安。
If you accept the Lord of Righteousness within your heart, the result is you receive peace.
所以耶和华沙龙，我们一起再念今天的这个主要的经文。
So Jehovah Shalom, let us read our main passage today.
好，我们一起来念一次好吗？
Let us read this together. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it the Lord is Peace.
起名叫耶和华沙龙。
To this day it stands in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Today is a peaceful day.
希望大家 shalom.
So shalom to all of you.
因为愿意接受今天的礼物，就是耶稣基督降世为人，道成肉身。
So for all of those who accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts as the one who came down to this earth.
谁接受主耶稣是救主。
Whoever accepts Jesus Christ as his Savior,
把耶稣基督的生命接到我们里面
accepted his life within them.
相信耶稣就是神的儿子。
and believes that Jesus Christ is the Lord of, is the Son of God.
他死在十字架上面，把我们的罪都一一的涂抹。
That he died on the cross so to cleanse us of our sins.
三天复活。
And it was resurrected 3 days from his death.
现在他已经坐在至高者的右边。
Today he sits at the right hand side of the Most High.
每天都跟我们说，愿你们平安。
Every day he says to us, peace be with you.
如果今天你还没有信主。
Today, if you, if you still do not believe in God,
你也觉得我今天讲的也蛮有道理的话,
and if you felt what I said was quite reasonable,
我邀请你,
I invite you,
在以下的祷告当中,
that within the following prayer,
今天就尝试,
so try,
今天尝试,
so try,
把这个 shalom 接到我们心里面。
Try to accept this shalom within your heart.
好吗?
Can we give that a try?
我们愿意接受这个平安在我们心里面吗?
Do we accept this peace within our heart?
如果你一直都没有平安的话,今天就是一个非常好的机会。
If you do not have peace at all, this is a very good opportunity.
如果你已经接受这个平安,但是又忘记这个平安。
If you already accepted this kind of peace but have forgotten about it.
今天邀请你们再次把这个平安光照我们。
Today, we can ask that peace to come upon us again.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们亲爱的父神
Dear Heavenly Father,
实在体谅我们的耶稣基督
Jesus Christ, who loves us,
住在我们心里面运行的圣灵
and the Holy Spirit that dwells within us.
感谢赞美主。
We give thanks and praise you.
今天就是纪念你在降世为人前的一天。
Today is the day of remembrance of your birth, but the day before it.
因为主，你已经知道在末世必有危险。
For the Lord, you know that during the end of the ages, there will be dangers.
充满不平安。
That there will be unsettledness around.
主，你已经预备平安给我们。
Lord, you have prepared the peace for us.
虽然我们对主耶稣很陌生,
even though we are quite unfamiliar with you, Lord,
我没有听过福音,
I may not have heard of the gospel,
但今天我有这个需要,
but now I have this need.
因为我确实知道我们不能把不平安的内心变成平安。
Because I know I cannot make this heart change from unrest into peace.
如果今天神你真的是创造宇宙万有的神
Lord, if you truly are the creator of this world,
我们就求你你的平安出人意外的平安进到我的心里面来
I ask that your peace, this unfathomable peace, to enter my heart.
如果我是已经接受主了
If I have already accepted you,
但是我一直都没有交托,
but I have not given you everything,
如果我一直都做一些违背神做的事情,
if I have done things that are against you,
今天我就求主的宝血洁净每一个人,
I ask that your holy blood cleanse all of us,
你的平安就重新在我心里面每天跟我一起。
So that your peace may be renewed within me daily.
我们出也平安。
So this peace.
入也平安。
So that we may have this peace when we go in and out.
我们的家庭儿女。
Our family, our children.
都有平安。
Will have peace.
因为神你看顾我们。
For God, you look after us.
你没有一秒是离开你的眼目。
There's nothing that is hidden from you.
你每天都在看顾我们。
Every day you look after us.
我们有信心。
We have this faith.
我们就求主今天加给这个大平安给每个人。
So Lord, we ask that you give us this massive peace.
因为你是赐福给这百姓的平安。
Because you are the person, you are the God who blesses all of us.
是你的意念。
It is your will.
是你愿意给我们的。
It is something that you are willing to give to us.
我们就奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.